Local government wanted to take away the property of this congregation, the place they were planning to build. Now, the church wants to name a building after our attorney. I'm Stuart Shepherd, and we're back on the road with First Liberty Live. We're here on the south side of Dallas. June is our fiscal year end, and we're having a fiscal year end campaign that we want you to be part of. As you're about to see, thanks to your generous support, First Liberty is winning like never before. When you support First Liberty, you're also supporting the work of congregations, religious organizations, businesses, and individuals all over America, which means your efforts are multiplied many times over. Or as Dallas Jenkins is fond of saying, it's not our job to feed the 5,000. It's our job to bring the loaves and the fishes. Well, Jarvis Baker is the pastor at Canaan Baptist Church. I wanted to introduce you to him. We chatted back in January.
Hello, it's good to see you again. Likewise.
And he's been here for a while, but you go back a long ways with this congregation. Tell me how you got started at Canaan Baptist.
I do. The Lord placed me here. As a matter of fact, my mom stays right here. My mom and dad decided to move close to a school, a store, and a church. I was fed educationally, I was fed physically, and also spiritually. So I'm definitely a part of this community and a part of this church since I was 2 weeks old.
Let's go on inside, and as we go, I want you to just tell me a little bit about the congregation.
We believe that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. So if you're breathing, you ought to give God some praise.
Yeah, and your wife's here somewhere. Angie, come on over. I want to introduce her as well. When you preach on Sunday mornings, what's your main concern for this congregation? What do you hope that they get out of a good Sunday?
To mature them as disciples, yeah. And also reach those who are lost that come into the congregation as well.
Yeah.
Edify the saints.
Yeah. And Angie, tell me your connection with this congregation. As you are here on a Sunday morning, what's your goal to do the best that you can to help the people who are here?
My goal is just to be naturally who I am and just kind of give any kind of guidance or any kind of uplifting that they may need, but basically just to be a natural human being and love on the people as God see fit. So,
and we got together because of a legal matter. The city threatened to take some property ahead. Tell me about that. What happened and how was it resolved?
Well, we bought land a while ago and we were going to build a church, and Duncanville came and threatened to take it. And it finally became an eminent domain issue. And to God be the glory through his sovereignty, First Liberty came and helped us defeat the giant called Duncanville. And we are so grateful and so thankful.
Which means the property is definitely yours now to keep, because you had it all along, but it means the city's not going to take it away. But also means that you're going to be able to build there. Now, you've got some plans on the wall over here. Let's walk over there and just show me a little bit of what the plans are for the place that you'd like to build.
This is our vision. And for a church like us, it's really a large vision. But Henry Blackaby says, if your vision is something you can do, then it's too small. So it's a really, really big, grand vision. Here's the exciting part. Due to what First Liberty did, this part here is going to be called the Keisha J. Russell Educational Wing, because she's the lead attorney for us and helped us win. And also, within this is going to be the Lisa J. Holmes Intercessory Prayer Room, because she prayed constantly on our behalf.
Yes.
And so we are so grateful and thankful for that.
Why was it so important for the congregation to name parts of this new building after people from our team?
Because in Joshua 4, he tells them, when you go over the Jordan River, he tells them, place down 12 stones. And so when children are born, they say, what do these stones mean? And so when they ask us, how do we get her? We can say one stone was Keisha Russell and one stone was Lisa Holmes helped us get her.
Well, that's not something that's ever happened before, which is why I decided to bring Keisha over here. Angie, come on back in the shop. Keisha, if you get on the other side of Jarvis there. When you hear about that, what goes through your mind? What do you think about knowing that this part of this new building is going to be named after you?
It's humbling, because this is the work that God has called us to do, and you know, for us, the work is reward enough, and knowing that what we're doing is going to continue the gospel and continue to advance religious liberty. So this is just like icing on the cake, just like an added bonus.
That, and it's cool.
Yeah, it gives you the warm fuzzies for sure. Yeah.
Now, First Liberty is taking cases to the Supreme Court. We've got several that are in play at that kind of level right now.
Yeah.
But it's also important to our work to do this kind of work. It's very much at a very practical level, very much grassroots. Why is that such a big deal to First Liberty Institute?
Well, it's a big deal because everything counts in terms of religious liberty, whether it's what's going on in a small church like this, what's going on with students. You know, we take valedictorian cases. Those cases don't go to court. But they're important because if you can squelch religious liberty at that level, you can squelch it on a larger level and more broadly impact the country. So we know that it all matters.
Well, since you're here, I wanted to give Jarvis and Angie a chance just to express their gratitude to you for the work you did here. What would you say to her if you had a chance?
I would say what Paul says in Thessalonians. Remember you in our prayers always, thanking you for your work of faith and your labor of love, for your Christian tenacity, in this case, for your punctuality, your promptness, your personality. We say thank you.
You're welcome.
And I would want to add to that as well, just to give you much love. And just from the time we met, it felt like so natural. And I knew you were God sent the day I laid eyes on you. So thank you so much for being not only just an attorney, but a friend and someone that we can call family now.
It's a short drive over to Duncanville, and this is the Land of Canaan Baptist Church. Jarvis, as I look at this, I see a really nice lot. You see a lot of possibilities here. Tell me what you see.
First of all, this is a result of the wonderful work of First Liberty. Because they work so hard for us, this is what I see. I see a sanctuary and a fellowship hall designed to reach those who are lost and mature those who are in our sanctuary saved already.
That is awesome. What's it like working with First Liberty on something like this? It's always, I think, stressful for a church to take on attorneys and to challenge a government authority. What was that process like for you going through it?
They took the stress away. They were professional. They were punctual, had personality and representation. They were an awesome group. We were so grateful to have them on our team.
We often talk about the victory when the government entity backs down or we get a court decision that helps with something, all those things. But one thing we don't often get to talk about is what happens next. What will Canaan Baptist Church get to do once this building is up and running that most people will never know about, never get to hear about? What is it that what I'm thinking here is the people who give to First Liberty, I want to help them see that their donations to help us helps you do ministry out here. Describe for me what's going to happen.
Because we won through the First Liberty, we're going to find those who are lost for Christ in the community. We're going to fasten those in our church to Christ, focus them on Christ's wondrous works. This all happened because of First Liberty work on our behalf.
Yeah. And I'm really impressed that your congregation doesn't just meet inside the walls and then go back home. But even on this property already, you've been doing community outreach and various things to help around here. Describe some of that for me.
I already started. We have a community clothing giveaway for those who are in need. We have a youth night for those youth who are in the community, a movie night to come out, celebrate the youth with movies, fellowship, and fun. Once again, hoping to fasten them to Christ.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share before I let you go?
I just want to say thank you again to First Liberty for a job well done on our behalf. We were truly at wit's end on what to do. You guys stepped in, and the whole scenario changed when First Liberty came. So thank you once again, First Liberty.
Jarvis Baker, thank you for letting us serve you. It was an honor.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And a couple of things before we let you go, and I want to make sure you know about these. One, we're able to provide victorious legal help for congregations such as Canaan Baptist Church and many other individuals, organizations, and entities around the country because of your generous support. And right now, it's our fiscal year end coming up at the end of June, and we've got a $500,000 challenge grant, which means your gift is turned into real victories in the real world, and those victories mean the world to a congregation just like this one. Also, we have a new way for you to watch First Liberty Live, and this is cool. I was messing with it this past weekend. It's like never before. You can now download the First Liberty Live app. It's the easiest and most convenient way for you to stay up to date on all of our cases and religious freedom issues. Just search for First Liberty Live in the App Store. Doesn't matter if you have an iPhone or a Droid, whatever you got, we got you covered. So just search for First Liberty Live, and you can download it there. It's a piece of cake to use, and it makes everything a lot easier. So thanks for doing that. Don't miss next week's episode. We got a special guest, attorney, author, and former Solicitor General Ken Starr will be our guest right here on First Liberty Live. He's got a new book out that's all about religious freedom and the reasons that we need to defend it. And we're going to be talking to him about that. So we'll see you next time right here on First Liberty Live.